The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
You have Todd Click and you have the other officers that continue to investigate this. Why the bad blood between the Unified Command and these other officers doing this investigation? I don't quite understand why there was ever like a tearing of this apart, where all these over here believe this and all these over here believe that. I mean, why are they at opposing places when they're coming from the same side?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because, I mean, look, it's not unusual for different agencies to not play well with each other. You know, I mean, it's competitive. You know, people want to get the bust. It's, you know, it helps the career. They want it to be their case. So, but this was different because they were really like Unified Command was made up of a bunch of different agencies, and Click, Ferency, and Murphy were all from different agencies as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever the case may have been in terms of why these guys decided, look, we understand that Unified Command is abandoning this theory of what happened. We are not. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to investigate it. And whatever those conversations that were going back and forth, if there were any conversations, because what Click testifies to is he basically says they didn't want to hear anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we call them and we say, look, this Johnny Messer guy's got this phone that you're definitely going to want to get. His girlfriend has it, and it's got stuff from 2017 on it, from right around when the girls, you know, went missing to the time when they're discovered. And that seems like that's important information that you want to get. And she has the phone in her possession. She calls Jerry Holman, who's part of the Unified Command, who's an Indiana State Trooper, and he's a detective with them. He's now a first sergeant. And he's like, hey, Jerry, you're going to want to go get this phone. Jerry says, yeah, I'll go get it. You know, 2 weeks goes by, and Click calls the woman who's got the phone, the ex of this guy, Johnny Messer, who again is another one of the alternate suspects. And she's like, no, I didn't hear from anybody. Nobody came and got the phone. So, like, Click is calling the defense's investigator and saying, hey, man, so I tried to let Indiana State Police know that there's this phone that we call the Goldilocks phone that may be of great interest, and they don't want to go get it. Do you guys want to go get it? You know, it's like I was talking to Allison. We were doing our live last night, and I'm like, Al, in all our years of 20 years, how many times have we ever had a cop that was a part of an investigation on a murder that we're currently the defense attorneys on, and saying to us, hey, I've got evidence that you need to go get because the Indiana State Police doesn't want to go get it. I mean, yeah, like, can you like try to wrap your mind? And it's never happened.
No,
ever.
It's like, insane.
There's something going on with this case that's just off, man. Like, I've been saying it for months, and it's beyond like tunnel vision, you know?
No, this is like on purpose. We're going to avoid going down this road at all because, you never know what door you may open here, and maybe there's something there that they don't want exposed. Maybe there's someone within their ranks they don't want exposed, or I don't know. But, I mean, that's the only thing that can come to mind at this point, because there's no reason to be going this hard specifically at Rick Allen if you don't have a strong case. Why not look at these other? Why not look at the people who said, I spit on her or on the girls? I mean, crazy. Who else would you be looking at closely? I mean,
I can't, dude, like no one can ever make that not matter to me.
No,
like, this whole Elvis Fields thing. And it's like, so Click got on and testified. And like one of the first things he said when Baldwin's asking him about when Richard Allen was arrested is that he said he got a copy of the PCA. He read through it and that he was shocked. This is a quote. He was shocked and confused as to why they had arrested Richard Allen.
Yeah.
When he was thinking in relation to the evidence that they had compiled against these other individuals. And in his mind, it was much stronger than what they had put in the PCA.
Sure.
I felt vindicated because I'd been saying that since the minute I laid eyes on that PCA. I'm like, this thing is weak. I'm like, if this is the guy, they better have more.
Yeah.
Because this isn't enough. It's not even close to enough. And granted, is it enough for probable cause? Yeah, that's a low threshold. But what I always try to tell people is they're not going to keep out the strongest evidence. So that caused him to then go seek advice of an attorney. You've got to understand, you've got a cop who conducted his own investigation with two other cops who, once they arrest Richard Allen, feels so compelled to do something about it that he goes seeks advice of an attorney to say, what should I do? Like, what do I do here?
Yeah.
And this former prosecutor, now criminal defense attorney, says, I think that you write a letter to Nick McClelland just to make sure that he got the information that you guys were able to produce during your investigation regarding these alternate spots. We have no idea if Unified Command gave that to McClelland.
Sure.
We don't know that independently. So he's like, you write a letter, certify it, send it to McClelland, just say, hey, like, I just want to make sure, number one, a couple things. One, I want you guys to explain to me so I understand it, you know, why you arrested him, you know, because I'm not seeing it based on what you had in the PCA. And two, I want to make sure that you got all the information that we've gathered over the last couple of years regarding this other line of investigation. I just want to make sure, you know, for your sake, for the girl's sake, for justice's sake, that you have that information at your disposal, because I'm confused as to why Richard Allen was arrested. And that ends up turning into, you know, McClelland doesn't get a hold of him. He gets a call from none other than Jerry Holman. Says, hey, come on in. You know, why don't you bring all of your stuff with you? And we're going to ease your mind. We're going to let you know. We're going to tell you some stuff that's going to make you feel way better about the Richard Allen thing. And this all came out in testimony. That's what I'm saying. It was so eye-opening, mm-hmm. because you're hearing it from a cop, again, sitting in a room with at least three of the guys from the Unified Command staring dead at him while he's testifying under oath. You know, you have to try to think about that dynamic where you basically have a cop whistleblowing on other cops and they didn't do the job. And ultimately, he gets to the Indiana State Police and goes in the room. You know, he hands over the thumb drive. So he's smart enough not to bring all his original materials. He's still got his investigation. And they end up basically telling him zero. They don't tell him anything. They don't ease his mind at all. And they just say, look, you know, we appreciate this. We're going to take all your information in and, you know, we'll digest it. And, you know, just have faith that, you know, we're going to do a good job here. As he's walking out of the Indiana State Police interview room, he sees that they have Brad Holder sitting on a bench waiting to get interviewed. So it's like they orchestrate this entire thing to where the way that they're going to ease Click's mind in terms of why they may have arrested Allen, and they're continuing to look into, you know, their angle is that they have Holder sitting out there so that he can lay eyes on this guy while he's walking out.
So they're
that
gonna
was
go,
their big attempt to ease his mind.
They're going
to
go interview Holder before even going over the information, before developing the questions that you may want to ask this person based on this evidence, like, oh yeah, boom, we got this. We'll look at it later. Let's have the interview with him first. We do interviews all the time. It's like going into an interview having no idea what the hell you're talking about, but having to be ready to go.
And it all relates back to why the motion was filed, which was that the original interview from February 17th of 2017 was vanished.
Yeah.
So not only do you not have them ever looking at the evidence that they compiled over the past couple of years regarding these other fellas, but they also don't have the original interview, allegedly, to be able to go back and look from 5 years ago to what was asked in that particular interview. It doesn't exist, at least they're claiming, in the world anymore for a cop to be able to go back and review. Because you have to understand, when cops are interviewing and they know that the thing's being filmed and recorded, they're not going to take typically the type of notes that they would otherwise if there's no video recording on it. There they have to keep, they're taking copious notes because that's what they're going to rely on when they eventually down the road prepare the report. Here you've got these cops who were in here, and it wasn't just Holder. It was like everybody who had given the tips on Holder. All those interviews were lost. Like Brad Holder was on the radar because like when the tip line started and they were asking law enforcement and was saying, hey, if you know anything, call us. Many people called in saying, you need to look at this Brad Holder guy. So like all of those interviews of those people that were then called in and saying, all right, well, Why do you think that we need to look at Brad Holder? Like what specifically in your mind is leading you to the point where you're picking up a phone and calling law enforcement and saying, cause that's a big step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like for you to just call in and willy nilly just start accusing people of things is a big step.
Yeah.
You know, so they would of course have interviewed everybody that called in those tips to see what brought them to the point where they're picking up the phone and actually making the call. So those were all lost, you know? So it's like everything that happened in those critical first days of the investigation are vanished. So yeah, man, it was, and from my perspective, Tony, because mainstream media was not covering this the way that I felt that they should be, which is really at all, you know, that's why we ordered the transcript and we read through every word of it on our live last night. Allison, my law partner wife.
Yeah.
Because I want the public to hear it. I want to hear that there's this cop who was working with two other cops who were all legit cops, had a very different theory of this case.
Uh-huh.
You know? So it's interesting, man.
I mean, does Brad Holder have something on all these cops or on Unified Command or somebody in there? And that's why we're protecting Holder, because he may, I don't know. I mean, all these things go through your mind of like, what is going on here? Where is the phone today, the Goldilocks phone?
I believe that it is in the possession of the defense. So they got it. They sent their investigator to go pick it up, and then they sent it to go get extracted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in their possession. And, you know, I mean, like all this stuff will come out at trial, whether or not, like, is Patrick Westfall stupid enough to have kept a phone from 2017? Probably not. You know, because if they're using Cellebrite can, it'll extract deleted materials like almost to, you know, above 90-95% typically. It like there's nothing really deleted from the hard drive of your phone. So, you know, the question then becomes is that the same phone? I mean, most of us update phones every year or two, you know, and when that happens, if you haven't saved or backed everything up to the iCloud, if you have an iPhone or whatever the Droid or Google version of it is, you know, you're not going to have all that information. That's going to be, you've wiped your phone by way of getting a new phone. So, you know, all that stuff's going to come out, you know, and there was argument about that, but you know, my biggest concern is that Gull is going to try to cut them off at the knees from getting any of this stuff in because of what I was talking about before, which is really why I believe that Baldwin filed this to really get the judge hearing it firsthand, because he just didn't have faith that she read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's different hearing it right from the cop's mouth, because there is no interpretation, you know, where you're speculating, okay, well, you know, the defense is just twisting the words of what Todd Click said, you know, in order to meet their purposes in the memo. This eliminates that and takes that out of the equation because you're hearing it firsthand out of the cop's mouth. That's why it was so important.
Why did she not read the damn memo? I mean, to begin, I mean, just as we're talking, just laziness here on her part, or I mean, because I wonder if it's just like one of these other cogs in this wheel where maybe there's some deception going on over here to cover up something, and maybe get somebody who's just lazy over here that doesn't want to do part of their job, and it all meshes together to make one thing, a square wheel, basically, that's not going to turn.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. But, you know, all of these things, like you said, just make your mind wander to places that, you know, our mind shouldn't be wandering in a case like this, you know, because ultimately at the end of the day, you know, what really matters is that they get the right persons or persons that killed these two beautiful girls.
Yeah. That's
it
all.
Seems to me.
That's the only goal.
Right. It seems like they're not interested in it.
You know?
I mean, that's just the way it appears, and whether or not that's true, I guess it'll shake out at trial, but man, it sure doesn't seem like it, you know?
It's become a battle of egos, more so than anything, but my God. Well, there we go. That's our latest.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.